Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing, and welcome to Day 10 of Embodied Surrender. Well, well, well. This is the second time today that I'm recording Embodied Surrender. I had completely finished a 10-minute recording a few minutes ago, except it did not sit well with me. Because I had taken a note down for, I think, when I first started the concept for embodied surrender, just as a reminder of something that I might want to say. And then I looked at it, and then I started writing it down word for word. A different version of me showed up. And then I started reading that word for word in the recording. And you may not notice it, but it was off energetically, because that's not what I set out for this course. There is definitely a time and place where you take notes and you want to get some concepts across and some thoughts across, and there is a time and place to have everything written down. However, that was not the standard for surrendering, because in embodied surrender, you need to let go of the control of having something written down for you, of knowing what to say, of stepping into the unknown. That is part of the standard for this class. And when I realized I did not meet the standard that I had set, I deleted the whole recording. And so I am here once again. I'm sitting in the hot sauna at the office. There's no computer, there's no notes, there's nothing around. Because I wanted to share with you that this isn't the ordinary class. This is how you tap into who you are, because the only person that you can listen to and find truth from and source your power from is within you. It's you and your relationship with God, Spirit, Universe, whatever it is that you want to call. It is courage is with you. Courage is within you. Faith is you and spirit. You know, universal, all the things that I said. And you can hear words from the outside, like you're listening to this. You can see something and read it and say, yes, I want to explore or contemplate that more. However, to make it a belief, you need to bring it inside of you. It needs to be embodied. There's a difference between the concept. Like I said, I'm teaching concepts and trying to share my own story with it, because that is my embodiment of it. And that's why I'm teaching it. I have heard the concept, I've taken the concept, I've applied the concepts in other areas of my life, and then I've embodied it, the belief of it. That's when things become unshakable for you. It's when you've gone through the different challenges that have come up in your life and know that you've made it out on the other side. You have survived every difficult day in your life so far. You've made it through every single difficult day. And that's amazing. You're resilient, so resilient and so powerful beyond measure. And then sometimes when we're not feeling like we're powerful, we source our power from outside, and someone says, do this. And then someone else says, do that. And someone says, no, your business should be run like this. And someone says, no, it should be done like that. And then you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. Someone says something that resonates with you and you go, I want to test that out. I want to contemplate that. Then you bring that inwards. And you say, how can I see where this has showed up in my life? Perhaps it's showed up before in your life. And you go, okay, I can see that. Or let me test it and see if it's showing, if I know this to be true now. And you test and you try on, just like different pieces of clothing. You don't go to the store and right away you're like, okay, I know exactly which ones are going to fit perfectly. You might have an idea, but until you try them on, you don't know the right fit. And so the words that I'm saying, the concepts that I'm teaching, I want you to, when one hits you and you go, I see, I want you to take that and make it yours and see it in your own story and in your own lived experience and bring it into you so that you know that it becomes unshakable for you because it's your story. It's what happened for you. And that's how you become slowly and over time, you make the small shifts that change you. This letting go is not, okay, my mind says let it go. People tell you all the time, let it go. And no matter how many times people say let it go, there are times where you're going to be like, I don't want to let it go. What if I don't want to let it go? How can I let that go? I can't believe that. Yesterday, I was dealing with the bank on some of my mom's affairs, and it's been such a long process, and I've had to go to the bank so many times, which is not my bank, and in person, because no one else could have helped, only that branch, only her branch, and it was a long, 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 long process, and finally, I got a hold of the branch manager and sorted things out. And sent an email. I didn't even get them on the phone. I just sent an email of my concerns. And within 2 minutes, and it was not from them. At the time that I released and surrendered, I said, okay, I've done everything that I could do. I've gone in person. I've called. I've left messages. I've now, you know, tracked down the branch manager. There is nothing more I can do. I surrender this. I give this up. Short of sending carrier pigeons and smoke signals, I've done it. And within 5 minutes of sending the email, somebody else called from the branch, and they hadn't even known I'd sent the email because I just sent it. Someone else called and said, and the process was finished. Something I've been waiting for months and months and months and put so much energy in. The second I said, I am complete, I've done everything that I could, this is up to the universe. 5 minutes later, it was resolved, just like that. So you do your part, the universe, God, Spirit, Source does their part. You take a step, the universe meets you. You let it go, you do everything you can that you have control over, and then you let that go because you can't control everything. Not everything is within your control. Some things will be. And so that's the part that you meet the universe. You take a step forward and say, this is the frequency I want to send out to the world. I'm going to take action on this. I am going to, you know, build the business I've always wanted to build. I'm going to find my dream job. I'm going to find the person that I'm meant to be with for the rest of my life. I am going to help people. I am going to, whatever it is. And then you take a step in that direction and you do the actions of that with it, with faith, and then you let it go. Because there's nothing else you can do. You've done all you can do. And now it's time to marinate and to work its magic and to bake. When we're baking cookies, if we know the time it takes to bake, like the instruction says, it takes 30 minutes. We don't sit in front of the stove or the oven and watch for 30 minutes. No, you put it in, you go walk around, you start cleaning up your mess, you do other things. You come back in 30 minutes when the timer goes off and you look at your cookies. That's it. You have to let things bake and marinate, right? When a person is pregnant, they know it takes, 9 months for the baby to come out. You don't look at it every single day. You don't scan it on ultrasound every single day to see, hey, what's going on? Right? That would not be good. You don't need to. It takes a certain amount of time. You check in once in a while. That's it. So you do your part. The universe steps in and does their part. Excuse me. So bring this concept into your body and into your life and play with it. Try it on. See what works, see what doesn't, see what needs to be modified for you and your story. And together, we rise. This is a program for me, this is a program for you, and this is a program for all of us. Because as we shift in our lives, we have little ripples effects on our family, on the coworkers that we have, on their lives, and it keeps rippling outwards. So the triple win is for me, for you, for all of us. Have a great day.